Hey, everybody, it's Sunday, and we all know what that means. It's time to start Dishin' Days now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Why, hello, all of you Days Are Our Lives fans. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days, where we give you a full recap of this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives. I'm your host, Tony Moore, and I am joined by a gaggle of gals. We have, to my immediate left...
Way to throw me. Hi, I am Matthew Evan Payne.
And that's all we have today. No,
I'll just sit and listen today. It's time to start Dishin' Days.
And of course, we have to my far, 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 far,
oh, I can't wait to make that into a meme.
Mark J. Freeman Flynn.
Hi, Mark J. Freeman Flynn. Hi, Matthew Evan Payne Vaughn.
Thank you.
Lies,
thank you,
lies,
thank
lies,
you, Tony Pettis.
Lies.
Tony Pettis. Tony's not even going to hyphenate. Tony's just all in.
He's like all in Pettis.
Rude. And of course, we have in the booth with
he's
us.
Like
she's Pettis. Back.
Pettis.
Hey, yeah. Wait.
You
I'm
can find to... him on all social media at I'm... all Pettis.
All things Pettis. Pettis.
And of course, in the booth with us, we have the person who is probably sweating it out because she has 5 months before her wedding. Miss Alexis is in the booth.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Alexis.
Hi.
Either that or the fact that it's 712 degrees outside.
Oh, that.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Yeah.
712.
Well, Alexis, I would like to point out that I saw your wedding cake topper, and I thought it was the cutest thing ever.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Oh, my God. It's, like, real. Like, you're about to, like, do this for real.
Oh, I know. Like, literally, it's counting down.
Yeah.
But, like I said, I'm, like, 60% done with my wedding, so I'm like, yeah.
Oh, well, that's
awesome.
Good.
That's good.
Yep.
You know, I'm actually 100% done with my wedding, but there's just one problem. I don't know who's down there. So,
it's okay. Well, you just got to get everything else prepared, and we'll just find a groom to throw in there.
Right.
Okay. All good. Figure it out.
No, Mark J. Freeman. Kyler's not down there. I told you guys it was a moment. It was a moment. And of course, thank you guys for watching live on this beautiful Sunday. If you haven't already, make sure you like us, follow us on all social media platforms. We are at Dishin' Days on Facebook and Instagram, and on Twitter, we are at _Dishin' Days. The ad is implied. Yeah. We will be taking your phone calls later or at some point because, you know, we just like to randomly just say, hey, we're now taking phone calls. So we'll do that to get your take on this week of Days. But I would like to find out from my fellow co-hosts, what do you guys think of this week of Days?
I almost want to do my quote of the week now.
It makes sense.
Would you like to do your quote of the week now?
Would that throw you off, Alexis?
Mark's. There we are.
My quote of the week this week is going to Julie, who said, I can't, and ran out. Because that was me every day this week watching Days of Our Lives.
I actually thought you were going to give it to Jade's dad in the hospital. He said something, and I was like, oh my God, that's going to be Mark's quote.
Well, I was kind of tuning him out because it was kind of ridiculous to me.
Oh,
so, yeah, Julie's going to get my quote of the week, and I think it's appropriate.
And we'll reiterate the quote of the week later on, too.
Multiple times.
Yeah. So
I will probably be quoting the quote of the week.
Well, didn't you have an issue that, like, didn't you tweet, was it this week that, like, Billy wasn't on until, like, Wednesday?
Wednesday.
And you were very aggravated about that. I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't mind. I didn't notice, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Shade.
That's just me.
Wow.
Matthew, how did you feel about this week? Could you or could you not?
I was okay with it. There were certain things that I thought were terrific, like the Valerie-Eli storyline.
Oh, welcome back, Valerie and Eli, from like over a week ago.
Yeah.
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 I love what they've got going on.
Me too.
And I know we'll touch more on that later.
Later, yeah.
I loved that. And that's all I'll say for right now.
I mean, I thought it was okay. I think there's only one storyline that I'm truly vested in.
Which is?
Nicole.
Okay.
Which I still love.
Yeah. Like, I'm... Like, there were moments of like, oh, no. Oh, dumb. Ugh. Like, I was like, okay, I'm vested. Like, I'm in it. I'm in it with her. So...
All right. Well,
all right.
That's a perfect lead-in, too.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
It's now time to start...
Dishin' Days.
Speak! Thank you.
Danke schön, darling.
Oh, feeling a little German a today, little huh? German,
come on. That's all I got.
Welcome.
Scheiße.
Oh, can't say that.
That's all I say.
Oh, boy. All right, so...
Phyllis' mom always laughs because that's all she hears me say.
Scheiße.
Scheiße. Alrighty. And if you don't know what it means, Google it.
Google it.
I think people can figure it out, although...
Scheiße. Not necessarily.
Well,
not necessarily.
Well, I mean, it sounds like it. Alright, so we have
I love how everything's, like, under your breath today.
What?
It sounds like it.
Oh, that's always. That's like my transition. It's like, I'm gonna tell the joke, and then I'm gonna move on. Alright, so... we have Nicole, Chloe, and Brady. So this week...
And Deimos, kind of.
Little
sprinkle
little salt bay of... little salt bay of Deimos. So this week, we still see that Nicole is on the run. She befriended a next-door neighbor named Tiffany, who just seemed like such a lovely gal who understood girl power, went and bought her some Pampers, robbed the hoe, and then took off with a boyfriend.
And you know it was Tiffany with an I.
And Dotson with a heart.
No, it started off with Tiffany with a Y. When she met it with a boyfriend, it was clearly Tiffany with an I.
With the heart over the...
Yeah. Oh, bleh, gag me with a spoon. And then...
Totally.
Right?
Totally.
So Nicole gets all her stuff stolen, including Holly.
Including the baby.
Yeah.
I didn't think they were going to go there, and my stomach tightened up when she stole the baby. I was like, oh my God,
no. I was like, my thought was, take the money, have yourself a good day. Like... Leave the baby and just take the money. Like, it didn't make sense to go, we should grab that baby. Hello? Like, you have to take care of the baby before you get the money. And granted, if she's on the run and you're stealing all the money that she has,
yeah,
that's all she got.
And Stupid was like, no, we don't need to leave. Like, just leave the baby. We don't need the baby. And
grab that baby!
Yeah, she was like, more money! And he was like, okay.
Stupid. So, so I mean, then...
That was the scene. Yeah. And scene.
Nicole is going through it, and, like, she's having a moment with herself, and I think there was a moment where she kind of felt some regret as to what she had done. Then she decides to make a move. She left the pacifier. Brady is hot on the trail, discovers the basic black bag in the alley that the thieves had stolen, figured out where Nicole was, went to the hotel. Nicole came back for the left pacifier, and out walks Brady, who then later on decides to go on the run with her. So
I feel like Nicole was trying to, like, cover her tracks, leaving the hotel room pristine, doing like a wipe down so right. No one could find her.
Yeah,
and she leaves the goddamn pacifier. I wanted to say dag dumb, but it still blurted out.
We need that explicit rating now, Alexis.
It blended in.
Thank you.
It blended in.
Thank you, Matthew Adam Payne.
Now that we have that whole synopsis, and then of course Chloe is screaming at everybody and having drinks because
I can't with that.
You know, she's trying to figure it out.
Jessica, Jigilia
we'll
in the chat room
it.
Says, honestly, how is it possible that two people were able to track down Nicole separately while the Salem PD is still lounging at the station? Well, Jessica, my guess is you're new to Days of Our Lives.
It is the Salem PD.
And, yeah. So, no. It's so true.
All right,
so I don't know. I like the story, but I'm... It's just... And we talked about this before. Because when... I think it was when... Josh took over the writing. It was Josh and Dina, but it was really Josh. Remember, it started going boom, 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 boom. Remember, that was actually the day Billy was here the first time, because we met up with Martha afterwards for her premiere. And okay. She was talking about it, saying, oh, wait, it just starts going boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
We need to get back to that. Like, yeah. I don't understand how they can't figure out... In the world we're living in today, with social media and being able to replay things, that we don't need this.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be reiterated and tell the story every 5 minutes to catch people up. We're caught up. And if they're not, they watch Dish and Days and we catch them up.
The only other
plug.
Thing...
but you know what I mean? Like, I'm just... It's just... It's aggravating because I like the Nicole thing, but it's like...
They don't...
How long has this... whole thing been dragging out with the baby. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
And every time you think it's done, nope, now the creepy neighbor's gonna steal the baby.
They
for
keep
a
throwing
day.
Like 12 wrenches into the storyline. They didn't need to add this Tiffany thing.
Well,
no.
I mean, I understand they're painting the picture of the fact that, you know, Nicole's losing it. She tried to do the right thing, and it's like the worst possible.
But is that why? Because I was with you on Wednesday. By Thursday, I was singing a different tune, and this is why. Follow me. Picture it. Wednesday, 2017. Salem. So I thought the same thing. When Tiffany came over and I figured out, oh my gosh, she's gonna, you know, rob Nicole and da da da, I was like, oh my god, why are they doing this? Why can't they just let her just ride off into the sunset with this baby? And then I was picking up the pieces they were putting down. That was to lead Brady into the storyline. Ha ha! Because
well, like
because
they couldn't.
He already had Paul.
Wait,
on
hear
it
me
though,
out.
Right?
Hear me out. Well, Paul's new. Like he's new to Patch Black. Like he couldn't find it.
Black just Patch.
Tomato, tomato. So
or dyslexia.
That too. So so I figured out. I was like, okay, I get it. So they needed to show, you know, this vulnerable Nicole and this trusting Nicole. Insert Tiffany. And then this whole moment of, like, oh, my God, what did I just do? Did I make the right decision? And then Brady in on the white horse to, like, kind of save her and then go,
so you don't think that Brady could have came riding in on a white horse without Tiffany happening?
I think it would have been a little too blasé. You know what I mean? Like
oh, because that was exciting?
Well, no, because, like, how else was he going to track her down? She's not using.
She could have dropped the pacifier or that bag on her own, just walking. You know what I mean? Like it didn't. It was like it's a completely un. Or if you're gonna do it,
because
do it in a way that it is exciting. It just wasn't exciting.
Because if she would have dropped the bag on her own, we all would have said, "Well, that was dumb. Why did she drop the bag on her own?" This gave a curveball because we also thought that Tiffany and the boyfriend were going to steal Holly, and then it was going to be like, "Oh my God! Like, what is Nicole going to do now?" And then it added that moment. To mm-hmm. it, just at least for me. So whatever. By Thursday, I was like, okay, I'm fine with the whole Tiffany thing. It also gave just like a break from just Nicole and the baby. It gave some sort of interaction with someone else, and we thought, oh my god, where's this nice girl coming from? And then turns out that she's evil. So it gave a little bit of drama. So I mean, I don't mind it. I didn't mind Tiffany.
Okay.
I didn't mind her boyfriend.
You can be her for Halloween.
You know, old age doesn't suit you. I mean, I'm just saying. I enjoyed the little bit of Tiffany that
she was like,
gave.
Here's your bubble bath.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever seen bubble bath that big?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
This one's from the 99-cent store.
That was for a family of five.
Well, but also I was just kind of like, come on, Nicole. Like, if you're gonna take a bubble bath and you're on the run, you take the baby in there with you so you can stare at it all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So, I don't know. That was, you know. But I did write in my notes, I said, I bet Mark is living for these Nicole talking to herself moments.
Oh, I did. Oh, I did. I absolutely did. And I did think that. I was like, ugh. Mm-hmm. I would just watch a show of Nicole talking to Holly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I absolutely would watch it.
She's great.
Yeah.
Melissa Frink said, did Brady forget he has a son?
Well,
he addressed that.
And they addressed that. They did. I saw that, too. I was going to make the same comment.
Yeah.
We don't know a departure date for Ari yet, do we?
No.
So we don't know how long.
Is it the end of next month? Or is it 6 months down the road?
I don't think so.
See, I don't know. I feel like it's going to be a little while. So it's like, as much as I like Brady and Nicole together and I want it to work out, sorry, General Lily, but it's like, someone in the chat room said this too, it's almost anticlimactic because you know that she's leaving. So you want to invest in it and be excited for it.
Yeah.
But we know that it's not going to last because she's
peacing
out.
I almost kind of see, but I would like to point out that it is not the fault of Dish and Days. It is the fault of Soap Opera Digest for telling us that she was exiting.
Well, again, it's, I don't know.
I feel like
I wish they would treat it like Scream, where it's, they pay fines and penalties if they leak the storylines.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't that make for a more exciting show? especially in this day and age where you can get the information anywhere.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, yes, obviously there are going to be people that are going to sit at the gates of NBC and see which actors are coming onto the set to ruin it for people. You know what I mean? But make them work hard to do that.
Right.
We don't need spoilers all the time. I don't understand. Yeah. Like, I don't understand. Like, isn't it... Every time we were excited about something, it was something that caught us off guard.
Yeah.
That was exciting to us. Yes. The Paul kiss and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, I want those things.
Well,
that's what makes daytime, daytime. That's what made it exciting all those years ago when they were popular. Well, because you didn't have all this stuff to get spoilers.
Well, this is the problem. This will be maybe my little rant, is that everybody is all about being popular. So... rather than protecting the show and not releasing... and not to say that spoilers just started. Spoilers have been going on for...
For the dawn of time.
For a lot. Yeah, but...
Since the dawn of time. Yeah.
But they... But back in the day, they literally had to work for it. Like, the reason why... I think there used to be... When I did the NBC tour, like, many, many moons ago, they said people would take the tour... To see what costumes were being made and things like that, and would be able to put two and two together and then release the spoiler. So they had to, I mean, those people were like working hard to figure out what was going to happen next.
Or you go sit on the lawn across the street from Salem, Salem Place. We used to go all the time. When I first moved here, my friend and I used to go drive by because, especially when they weren't filming, you could just walk around.
Yeah.
Salem Place.
Yeah. I remember Salem Place.
Yeah,
me
and
too.
We used to go and take pictures.
I have a picture of me on
Salem. Yeah, I think
Salem
I do too
Place.
Somewhere.
I miss Salem Place. They had some good scenes out there.
They did.
Well, Salem Place is now Horton Town Square, and we can't determine if it's inside or outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. But nowadays people don't have to work hard for the spoilers, and now, you know, it's a way to gain traction and be a popular site when you have those spoilers. So... yeah.
Marlon Wallace
did you ever
says
film outside of Salem Place?
No.
Marlon Wallace, your fiance, one of your fiancés, says, I don't think that spoils it. It didn't spoil Titanic knowing the boat would sink. I think that's a different
situation.
Because the Titanic wasn't the boat sinking wasn't the story. There was a story along with the boat sinking, so it wasn't about that.
Well, what was most shocking in Titanic
As Nativity movie. Like, we know it. Baby Jesus is born. We got it.
Well, the most shocking thing in Titanic was seeing Rose let Jack sit in that water the whole time and not share that big old plank she was on.
Who?
Rose.
Rose?
Is that her name?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Daisy. I'm like, who's Rose?
Oh, my gosh. So anyway, all that to say, I kind of wish the article had came out maybe her last week or maybe even her last day. And then it's like, she's gone and this is why. Rather than so many months in advance. But what do I know? I'm just a simple podcaster. Anywho, so, oh my gosh, someone has the longest screen name ever.
I know, I saw
that
too.
Give it to us, Tony, tell us.
Full cast of Beverly Hills 90210, best TV show family, 1974.
Yep, they're in there.
Yep. All right.
I have a little bit more to say.
Go ahead.
When Brady came to the... hotel room, motel room.
It was definitely a motel.
And was talking to Nicole, and he was touching her leg, and then they held hands for that brief moment.
Mm-hmm.
I was crushing on Brady. I love him.
Oh,
he was giving
Greg Bombetta, watch out.
He was giving me grief when we had the Days of Our Lives party here at AfterBuzz.
Uh-huh.
He was like, "Yeah, but I'm not Greg Vaughn." Like, just like he said it a couple times.
Oh, he said, "Yeah, I'm not Billy Flynn to me too."
Yeah,
he's working it.
Yeah, and. And I have a
he's
feeling...
He's Kyler Pettis.
Eric Martsoff is giving Greg Vaughn a run for his money right now.
Well, did anyone else feel like Brady almost tried to go in for a kiss
with
Nicole?
Mm-hmm. I was, because at home I was like...
When she was looking
like,
at
the...
I was going in for it, too.
Yeah.
She was looking at the computer or something, and he was like, right
here.
And I'm like, girl, how do you not see him, like, right here?
She saw him.
Yeah.
Like, I would have been like, Brady.
And then he was like, all right, we're going.
Yeah. I don't know. It was weird.
That was the AfterBuzz version of how we did it.
Geraldo Diaz says, the host is so wrong on this subject. What subject?
Which host?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me go back up. Geraldo says, oh, enough with spoilers ruined the soaps. That's so stupid. Bad writing did. Plus, spoilers wasn't hard to get 20 years ago. All you had to do is get food from the supermarket to see spoilers. No, Geraldo.
Uh-oh.
No. 20 years ago when there was no internet and or anything. Wait, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
When internet was around?
No,
it was just beginning.
Yeah.
Like, going to the supermarket, you would get the spoilers of what was happening that coming week.
Yeah.
You weren't getting spoilers that were going to happen 6 months in advance.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and somebody
different.
Else wrote that in the chat room, too. It's like, I don't know that it's necessarily the spoilers, but the fact that they are so far ahead
yeah.
that it ruins it. And if you push that back and everything is, like, a week or two ahead, then it's you know, not as bad, but it's like,
yeah,
whatever.
Anyway.
God, I feel like I get so tense when I come in here.
Well, because you get so
because
riled
up. It's upsetting
up.
Sometimes.
Very
well,
upsetting.
You know what? That's enough with that storyline. Let's get something.
Please don't say hope.
No, let me do a little switcheroo.
She's not even on here today.
I'll do a little switcheroo to calm
good.
You down.
Oh, was she on this week?
She was, briefly.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Since we're talking about hope, this is...
You did that, by the
I
way.
Know.
No. This is one thing that I'm realizing.
She's boring.
No, how do I say this? Dave, stop trying to integrate her into other storylines that she doesn't need to be integrated into.
Well, that seems to be the
trend.
Yeah.
Like the JJ Lonnie thing, the Claire Sierra Theo thing.
Well, she is the grandmother and mother.
Well, sure, but have a moment, but keep it pushing. Like I feel like there are moments where I feel like they're forcibly trying to integrate
oh,
her into other storylines.
Absolutely.
They're making sure she gets her 4 full days.
Yeah.
I guess. Anyway, let's give something.
Hashtag.
Let's give something to Mark to
hashtag
talk about dual. That will keep him happy.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Yeah, we'll do that one.
Oh, what's? Well, no. Why would I want? No, you bring up that one.
No. We're gonna bring up that one. We're gonna bring up.
Oh,
Billy
you
Clinton.
Already mentioned it.
I said a switch. Yeah.
A switcheroo.
Switcheroo.
Switching it up.
Switching it up.
Mark, Matthew, and Tony.
Can I be?
So, go ahead.
I barely paid attention to that storyline this week, so fill me in.
Billy's?
Yeah.
So basically, Billy, or Chad, found out that Deimos is stealing antiquities. I was waiting to say that word.
Antiquities.
Antiquities. That he's been stealing them, and he tried to get his antiquities stealer to come work for the Damiras because they're going to steal them but give them back. It's a good idea. And the antiquities dealer was going to leave, but fortunately, Abby and Gabby had just been trained to belly dance, and he loves belly dances.
Trained once.
Trained once.
At the Y.
At the Y.
At the Y.
And, one class
and,
at the Y.
And that was the deal breaker that he's now working for Damira. Come on, people. Come on. People are getting paid to come up with this. Do you understand that? There's a room. There's people sitting in it.
And pay
and they're getting a paycheck to go, hey, I got the idea. We're going to make them belly dance.
Yeah. It's like a...
I can't.
Hey,
thank
Dina,
you, Julie.
Do you know if Marcy...
I think she's quoting me, by the way.
Hey, Dina, do you know if Marcy and Camila have...
belly dance
belly
experience?
Dance?
Let's write it in. Write it in.
Yeah.
Write it in.
Episode 12932.
I can't. Billy, you know I love you. And I love Marcy, and I love Gabby.
No, the girls were phenomenal.
And Camila, I think they were fantastic. I think that their dance looked a little more mature than just one lesson. Just going to say that. What did you think?
I thought it was silly and far-fetched, but I thought it was fun.
Okay.
They were cute.
They did good.
They just needed something to move the storyline along. I mean, it was either that or the guy just agreeing to do it.
Again, I feel like there's so many better ways to develop that story and make it... And I feel like this is one of the things that... And I think it's one of the things that sets Days apart from the other soaps. Because I feel like if you watch... And I've watched Young and the Restless a little bit when I lived with a friend in between apartments, and he used to watch it religiously, so I kind of got into it for like 6 months. I feel like when they make a decision to take a storyline somewhere, it's a little bit more of an adult storyline. I feel like Days always chooses the childish way. And I know that Days has this, you know, kind of slapstick comic thing, but there's a way to do that in an intelligent way and a fun adult way, and then doing something like this.
Bold and the Beautiful has something similar. They do their slapstick, but they keep the storyline right on track, and they don't make it childish.
I feel like they're just such easy outs sometimes. This is why we don't get writers on our show. I will never interview a Days writer. That is never going to happen.
Never know. I just feel like, you know,
they're going to run from me.
It's a moment, and it's a fun moment. We're talking about it. I had fun watching it.
Okay.
It was fun. I mean, granted, the end result wasn't like, oh, how did you know? I love belly dance. It's just kind of like, fine. It may not make sense. We'll give it to you. It was fun to watch. It's a way to integrate maybe something that, you know, the actors may have brought up, or maybe that they do, or a skill that they have, or something like that.
And their storyline has been so dark for so long.
Yeah.
Chad, Abby, Gabby.
Okay.
This was, and again, this is still...
I don't have to like it.
This is, you don't like a lot of things. This is just a bonding thing for them.
Great.
Again.
Super. All right.
Well, that was that.
Kind of dumb, but
she's so bitter. Billy Flynn does no wrong, but let two belly dances happen.
I'll say this. When they were belly dancing, the look on Billy's face was perfection.
Gag me with a spoon.
He wasn't even watching the belly dancing.
No.
I was watching Billy behind them.
I was living for the belly dancing.
Oh. Were you?
I was living for it. I was like, work it, Camila. Work it, Marcy.
Work it.
Is it going to be work it. You Go Girl work Award? It.
Who knows? Who knows? I can tell you who's not getting the You Go Girl Award. Billy.
What's his name?
Billy Flynn.
Yeah.
Sure you want me to introduce this one.
Well, oh no. Well, we still have more to talk about.
With them?
Yeah. Well, the fact that, once again, I feel like Dario and Gabby have this thing, this brother-sister thing, where they know that they both like Abigail and Chad. And so it's almost like they kind of check in. Like, they had that little check-in moment at Club TBD. Mm-hmm. And then that whole thing when Abby was, like, talking about the fundraiser that she wants to do at Club TBD, and Dario was obviously in La La Land, and then she was like, I'm just gonna measure the ceiling. Oh no, so fall. I thought they actually kissed.
I was just gonna ask him, right away that it was a dream.
I never know. You know me, just a fan with open arms, and I was like, oh my god, they went in for the kiss.
And I liked it. I didn't like that they woke up. I would have been happier if they had just bleeping kissed.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're gonna bleep yourself. We've already got the explicit rating, Matthew.
It's already there.
From I was the one who got that, right?
Right, exactly.
I liked the kiss and I was so upset. I was like, no!
Me too.
Ugh, you know when you have a good dream and you wake up and you're like, oh no, I'm going to close my eyes for one more second. Maybe we can keep
And then you try to go
going.
Back there and you can't.
Never happens.
Yeah. I know that feeling. Sorry.
It's upsetting. They'll kiss at some point, though.
Yeah.
And they've got great chemistry.
They do. I like it.
I like all the chemistry that all of them have with each other.
I do too.
And I was going to tweet that as well, because I said that I love the chemistry with Chad and Gabby, with Chad and Abby, with Abby and Dario, but also with Gabby and Dario. I mean, obviously they're siblings, and I didn't want to have to explain all that because I didn't want to hear, like, what do you mean they're siblings? What chemistry? They have such good sibling chemistry on the show.
If you're
Gabby and Dario?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're in our chat, I'm seeing some people already say whether they like it or not. But let us know if you like Abby and Dario together.
Yeah.
In the chat.
Our Melvin fan thought it was a legit kiss, too.
Yeah.
And she thought it was hot.
Like, with a capital H-O-T.
Hot. H-O-T-T-T. Three T's.
Oh, someone else said, I wanted a real Dario and Abby kiss, too. They do have great chemistry.
That's from
Chris TYX.
To this guy, I'm pointing at Matthew Evan Payne, before we came in here, how much more exciting it is to watch Dario than Rafe.
Hasn't it always been?
I don't know. Well, I don't know.
He's the hot-headed
really
little brother.
Coming... Like, he's working it. I'm happy.
He's twerking it.
Twerking it. Yeah. Maybe he'll come in and twerk for us.
So we got...
I bet Jordy would twerk for us.
I think he would, too.
Probably. We got some Like Abby Dario. Don't Mind Abby and Dario Together. I Love Dabby. Boo, Dabby. Love Abby and Dario. I can agree with the chemistry comment, Matthew, but not new Abby and Chad. Not feeling it. I think Dario and Abby have more chemistry. I love Abby and Dario and Tony and Kyler. JD Page. Let's see. I like Abby, Dario and Abby. Don't mind if they get together temporarily, but want Chad and Abby to be in game. That's from Amber's Baby 100.
But I think that that's fine. I think that having something like that, it always makes it more exciting when there's something between them, and let's play that for a little bit, because we know that we can end up there.
Melissa says, Dario treats Abby better than Chad. A lot of people are liking this combination.
Yeah.
And then there's one, Lauren, which I think it was a slip of the finger. She said, love Abby and Mario.
Mario. Who do you want to see, aside from yourself, who do you want to see Chad with?
Oh, boy, not Lorraine Love.
I'm okay with both.
Yeah, but you have to choose at this point. I'm asking you to choose.
I mean, I definitely like Abby and Chad better. Personally. Personally, I do. Abby, I just think Marcy and him are just.
I like Chad and Gabby.
Which is even more reason why I like Abby and Chad.
Are you going to run it on @_auditiondays?
Would you like me to?
Yeah,
sure.
So go to @_auditiondays. We're going to do a poll. Who do you prefer Chad with, Abby or Gabby? Abby or Gabby. Abby or Gabby.
Come on, Mark.
Abby or Gabby. Abby or Gabby.
I'm dancing on the inside.
Oh, that'll be my second single.
I think you should put Abby, Gabby, or Lorraine.
Oh, I like that.
Should I?
Yeah.
Abby, Gabby, Lorraine, none of the above. Because we need to give people a choice.
A choice of no one.
Okay, fine, cool.
Someone new.
Or okay. Other.
Other.
Other. Other, and then have them comment.
If they can.
Who. Yeah. If they're choosing other, please comment on who the other person, or if you think a new person.
I just want to make sure everyone understands that I now have two singles. There's the Abby and Gabby, and my Is It the Phoenix Rising?
They're very aware. They're very aware. Trust.
All right. And that was it, right?
Yeah.
With all them? All right, let's move it on.
Yeah.
What we got next?
Matthew Evan Payne, can you multitask?
I'm about to.
What's next?
Sierra Claire.
No. Because we jumped.
The Johnson mic. I have to tell you, that took everything I had to actually spit it out. The Johnson Michaels family. This would be Kayla, Steve.
Are we going to...
Joey, Jade, and Jade's lunatic father.
Well, take us through it. What happened? Walk us through it.
There was a dual kidney transplant that was going on between Ms. Jade. Well, actually, Jade's dad needs a new kidney because he had a failing kidney.
Liver,
yeah.
Was it?
Drinker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who didn't care about this storyline? Matthew Evan Payne.
So they give him... So he needs to get a new liver. Jade is obviously the donor.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla is the surgeon.
Of course. Because Daniel Jonas wasn't available.
Kayla's the surgeon. No, that's a coincidence. That's just how I felt about the whole thing. It was like, oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know...
What's Jade's dad's name?
Mr. Michaels.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
I feel like Mr. Michaels was like, anyone can perform the surgery except for Kayla Brady.
Well, okay. There were... I'm not vested. And this is why. Like, the conversation that they were having with Joey about how he was treating Jade and how Jade may still feel. The whole thing with Mr. Michaels... being super upset that, you know, and blaming Kayla that the liver transplant didn't take and that she's doing everything she can to save him. And then he, you know, takes this. First of all, she has her back to him and she's like, oh, yeah,
Hal
we're just going to do this and da 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 da.
Hal.
Hal
Michaels.
Hal.
Thank you, Nicole.
And then he grabs the syringe, goes to her neck with it. Patch walks in. Joey walks in. Jade is able to calm him down. And then after all that, mysterious guy comes to tell Patch that him and Ava's baby didn't die and is going to eventually start looking for his parents. And Joey overhears that. And it's like, oh, so we really won't put this Ava thing to rest.
I have to say, that did... Usually I know when they're saying stuff like that, that the person standing behind them, I didn't realize Joey was there.
Me either.
So it kind of, I was actually, again, I like when it surprises me. And I was like, oh, dang. Oh, he was standing right there.
Yeah.
So I like that. I did like that moment. I think it'll be an interesting addition to the Johnson family. It'll be, and then I had completely forgotten about how Joey had killed Ava. So there is, I love that they're talking about that and how am I going to deal with a half-brother knowing that I killed his mother and blah, blah, blah. And will Tripp find out? Tripp Dalton, I think was his name.
Okay.
Is the brother's name. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't like the how Michael's with the certain guy that was late. But I will say this, and you messaged me this week about...
You can say it. I actually was wondering if you were going to call me out on it.
About Jade.
Yeah.
But I have to disagree. I thought this was the first time I was like, oh, I thought she did a great job. That moment when she confronts him in the hospital and kind of gets him to back down and they get him off of Kayla, I really thought she knocked it out of the ballpark.
I'm not there yet.
I don't know. Someone else in the chat room said that they, Sabrina, I think, said that she enjoyed it as well.
Do you like new Jade? Tony?
I mean, we haven't really had that much of her
I thought she did quality a great job. Stuff. I thought she did a great job calming her dad down.
I thought she did a great job. I really did. I was pleased.
Yeah.
I wasn't good. Like, ugh. Am I winning?
I did have
I gotta go vote.
People are voting for you.
I did have a moment of, I wonder how Paige Cersei would have done that scene. I did do that.
I think that too sometimes.
Yeah.
How she would do it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is, I don't know, I feel like, I think that it's unfair of me to think that, too, because it's like, maybe I should give the new...
I mean, I am, but, you know, I still wonder.
Yeah.
I can't help
Lorraine
it.
Love. Oh, Abby's beating me. Dang it.
Let's see. Oh, my God. So, if you guys are watching live, our poll is now up, so head on over to Twitter @_edition_days to vote, and my vote goes for Gabby. So there's that.
You're voting for Gabby over Lorraine?
Yeah.
You wait till Kyler's here.
My God.
Payback's a bitch. We have the explicit rating, so I can say that now.
I think I would just skip that day. I think I would skip.
You would not like a, skip like a Kyler puppy dog came. Outside that door panting.
Let me in.
Anyway, so on to
especially
tidbits.
When we got Kyler to take his shirt off.
On to tidbits. Speaking of Kyler, we have Claire, Sierra, and Theo. Basically, Claire has been advised to tell how she feels about Theo. Did I say Claire or Sierra?
Sierra. You did say Claire, but
well, I knew Sierra has been advised to say how she feels about Theo. And Claire is very much involved in her social media.
Claire is a shady bitch.
Yeah.
She is. I mean, she was like,
those explicit.
I know.
She
girl.
Is. I'm sorry.
Put two on there.
She was like,
it's like a Madonna album.
She was like, nap cuddles are the best, aren't they?
Oh my gosh. I can't with her. I can't. Oh, someone.
Nellie, are you quoting Jolie? For the quote of the week?
Someone, oh yeah. Someone tweeted, no one, because he's a douche.
Who?
Oh.
Speaking of Chad.
What did they say?
They replied to the poll and said, no one, because he's a douche.
Oh.
That's your man, you need to defend him.
Who is that said that, by the way?
Sel. S-E-L.
Okay, so We'll see. When I kick you out of the chat room when he's in the studio. Remember that, Sel.
Alexis, who do you want to see Chad with? Lorraine?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. Come Alexis, on. Your wedding gift just got bigger.
Yes.
So that's those three. Jennifer and Eric had it out over again. Him accepting that job or not.
And where did we leave it with them?
I don't think he ever. I think it ended with him not saying, didn't it?
No, he said no.
He was like, "I'm not worthy."
Yeah, he's like. Well, actually, he was a little more aggressive.
I'm not worthy.
Okay, what are you? What are you thinking of them together, Matthew? Since you're a Greg Vaughn leader of the pack,
Lava.
I think it makes sense storyline wise, mm-hmm. but there needs to be less drama. It's so heated all the time.
Yeah,
he needs to forgive himself, and we need to move on.
Well, but you also can't force someone to be somewhere where you want them to be. Like, he has to do whatever necessary steps, write ever how many letters he needs to write in order to get that all out.
Agreed.
So don't force him to. But just come visit him. I'm like, girl, I'll come to your house and visit. We can smash, and then, you know, I'll go home.
Yep.
Yeah.
Never mind.
So there's that. Adrian, Lucas, Justin, and Anne. Adrian, please accept help with this. Like, I kept wanting Kate to walk in. Like, I love that Kate was supposed to be there for her. Like, I really wish, instead of Anne, that it was Kate.
Adrian's stubborn, too.
She's very stubborn.
Oh, Adrian and Anne. Yeah.
But she keeps having moments with, Justin. And I feel bad for Lucas. Like, I really feel like we're seeing her decision, and her decision was Justin.
Right. Basically, we have, yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, even when she was like, oh, he mashed up watermelons, you know, he knew that that would calm me down, like when I was pregnant with Sunny. And then there's Lucas standing there with the broth that's going to make her throw up again.
That's all. I don't know. I have to say, Anne is humorous. She's making, it's fun. Like, I don't hate it. But again, I'm just, like, I hate that they're doing this to Brian DiTillo.
Yeah.
I want him to have, like, a good, like, why can't he get with Nicole? Back with Nicole.
Well, you know what
I
mean?
Like, I just feel like it's just such a wasted opportunity.
I know.
But whatever. I guess if we want hope with Nicole, we can make that happen.
They make Lucas such a, like, a foot-stomping little brat sometimes, yeah, though.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Shout out to Donna Grizzle, who says, me and my Twitter pals have an alert system in place for shirtless Xander moments. That just made me laugh.
That's funny.
Where is Xander? Bring Xander back.
Hashtag bring Xander back.
So now Valerie, Eli, Julie.
Okay. I can't.
You don't like the story?
Oh, I was quoting the quote of the
week. Quoting Julie. I hate that it took this long for them to come back.
Yep.
Because it wasn't in like last...
from when it first got brought up. Yeah.
But I also like the fact that Eli was, at first, was like, wasn't going to tell, and then he was finally just like, let's just get this over with.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least they didn't drag it out.
I feel bad for Valerie, though. Because I believe Valerie. I believe Valerie has remorse. I think she's very sorry for what she's done.
Yes. And I do believe Valerie had a reason.
Oh. We have a fan in Romania.
Oh, hi, Romania.
Ionella Grandinaru.
Good job, Mark. I'm sure it was pronounced just like that.
No, I'm so bad.
Well, Ionella. Anyway, hey, girl.
Hi, Romania. Girl. That's exciting. Yay!
I kind of have to agree with Laura in the chat room, who says, I like Eli. Julie is a bit overdramatic.
Oh, you think? A bit?
Just remember so when...
I can't.
Remember when Nick went missing? And Julie, like, girl. I feel like Julie was walking around Horton Town Square with the magnifying glass.
Girl, Julie gets that excited when they're out of broccoli at the grocery store, okay? Let's call a spade, okay? It's like, oh!
Oh, boy.
Girl, this ain't 1932 television anymore. Less is more.
Oh, my gosh. 1932.
When Mark was in his mid to late 20s.
Yeah. Right?
These aren't silent films.
But I do like it's just now out in the open.
Am I going to get kicked off this podcast?
Mark was around doing silent films.
I was.
That's why he's so loud now.
I was.
Mark and his friend Charlie.
That's why I didn't work in silent films, because I was too loud.
I do like the relationship that it looks like Eli and Julie are going to have. It looks like that's going to be like a nice pairing.
Nice little pairing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which means we'll get more melodramatic moments from this job.
Oh, boy. So then really...
What do you mean, Eli? You dropped your pen!
So dramatic.
Don't blame me. I'm not the one being dramatic.
So dramatic.
I am never dramatic.
Sure.
For the record.
No. Then we had Kate Eduardo and Chloe. Can we switch seats? Nope. I like this seat.
I'm coming next to you next week.
So I
don't care. I will sit on this side all by my lonesome.
When I was young. Okay, so Black Kate and Eduardo.
White TV was on. I had to do that before you did.
And JFK was so much fun.
Me and JFK, you said breakfast together. We said brunch.
Those days are gone.
Those days are gone.
So Kate Eduardo and Chloe. All right, so question for you guys.
Go ahead.
You both.
I have, because I.
Speaking of dramatic, he went.
No, I didn't. That was it was the opposite of that. It was an exciting.
So we were all for Kate and Eduardo, but Kate is like, I don't want anything to do with you. You can take your bracelet with all my kids' initials on it and shove it up where the guacamole don't shine. And then we had the introduction of Chloe and Eduardo in Club TBD with the free drinks and the chatting. And now Eduardo is like wanting to help Chloe find Holly. So I ask you, Kate and Eduardo or Chloe and Eduardo?
Kate and Eduardo. I love them together. I even love them not getting along.
Yeah.
I love the bracelet.
She likes him.
She does. And I love that she, and you can tell that she does. And it's killing her. And the fact that he made that bracelet with her kids was just like, oh, you are smart. You know the way to this woman, and it's through her children. Mm-hmm. And that's how he was. Oh, that was the best part of this week, hands down.
Yep.
Hands down, best part of the week.
My hands
and then they ruined it with Chloe walking in going, my baby.
It's bitch, it's not your baby.
I know.
I'm sorry, how did Chloe walk in?
My baby. That, for those audio listeners to this podcast, you may have to tune in onto YouTube to see that.
To see what? Person. How did Chloe walk in?
My baby. Did she not?
I like when you, Tony, called.
It might have been a little bit deeper voice, but.
I think it was two weeks ago when Nicole and Chloe were arguing over whose baby Holly was. And you called Chloe a heifer.
Oh. Chloe is a heifer. She knows what she... Everyone knows what she's doing. She's deluding herself. Anyway, well, there was that. And then JJ...
Look who's related.
I actually thought that she put that on. I was like, oh, Alexis, good timing.
And then we have JJ...
That wasn't bad, was it?
JJ and Lonnie. Whatever. He has a candy dish at her desk. She's at Salem PD now. Reigns is not having no fraternization.
Candy dish.
Yeah.
I'm at the candy
Oh, here's an interesting idea. Your fiancé, Marlon Wallace. What if, for a little twist, Eli played on our team and went after Paul or Sonny? Wouldn't that be interesting?
Or Derek, and they can finally give Derek the time of day.
Forget about Eric.
I love Derek.
Actually, I came up with something even more spectacular. You ready for it?
I have a feeling I know.
You ready for it? What if...
I don't think Kyler's going to like this idea, but go ahead.
What if Reigns, the new commissioner...
Oh.
And Maxine had a son.
Well, I guess I wasn't too far. It's just, I have different people involved in that, but I knew it was going to boil down to Maxine's.
But I wouldn't come in and be a police officer.
And then you know what? You could have a scene with Maxine coming into the hospital and like, it's my baby! It's my baby!
What is happening? Right. I feel like I'm so lost.
I have no idea.
I don't even know. I'm like trying to follow the rundown. I'm like, I don't even know what part we're on.
That song goes, is it
number
the
six.
Phoenix rising?
Oh, thank you.
Is it the Phoenix rising?
It's number 6, 5, 2, 1, 11. Okay. Yeah, it's all over the place.
Okay. All right, well, whatever. We're done with this week of days, and I hope you guys are too.
Was that the week?
Yeah, that was the week. It's now time.
I didn't think I was going to laugh this much.
Because you laughed at yourself most.
Well, because I'm friggin' funny.
What? No, because it's your baby! Your baby!
I've been doing a good job of watching them every day. instead of like saving them up and watching
Me too.
And
oh, good, I haven't gotten to that point
yet. It's easier,
way easier.
It's way easier,
way easier.
But I there were some scenes. Obviously, we were just talking about the ones that we liked and didn't like. But the ones that I don't fast forward through them. But I just don't want to do that. But I hate some of what's going on right now
with
in
general
this week. Well, I'll get to it. There's.
It's gonna be.
I feel like they've got some great stuff, and they've got great actors on their canvas, and I don't think that they're completely utilizing them well enough
for belly dancing. You mean? Would that be an example? I'm just saying. Just because you're talented in something doesn't mean that it needs to be broadcast on national television.
Well, that was your week of days, and now it's time for our segments, and we'll start with my segment, which is Tony's official 3 Snaps Award.
Oh, snap!
All right. It's my baby!
So,
God.
I have to say that you guys were right. And
oh, wait! Say that again.
Can you rewind that, Alexis?
Nope.
Can you get a soundbite of that?
I can't, but I do know that it's a thing.
Can we grab the soundbite and like use it for
later
episodes?
Leave the moment alone. So I am going to give my 3 Snaps Award to 2 people who took 1 class of belly dancing at the Y and featured what they learned in class that day in order to help Chad land the antique guy. So my 3 Snaps Award goes to Gabby and Abby, Camila Banos and Marcy Miller, for their wonderful belly dance that happened. The part that I really loved was when Gabby was like, no, we can't do this. Shunk to the
middle.
And I was like, you
right
go, girl.
Into it.
You
she
go,
totally
girl.
Did.
Yeah,
because
totally that's totally how I am. When people, like, put a Beyonce song on, and it's like Single Ladies, and I'm like, no, y'all, I can't do it. Oh, I'm a single lady. Like, I just go right into it.
Yeah.
So I feel you, Camila. I feel you. Camila and Marcy, Gabby and Abby, you get Tony's official 3 Snaps Award.
Oh, snap!
You go, girl.
I love that Gabby was so into it that Abby had to, like, push her out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gabby was like, give it. Oh.
They were tossing some hair and everything.
Yeah, they had aerography and everything. Yeah. All right, we all know what that means.
Uh-oh.
It's now time for...
Ooh.
Disaster.
Moment of the week!
There we go.
What is it, Matthew?
I have a feeling that it might be the exact same.
I loved the belly dance.
Oh, okay.
I was snapping away too.
Okay.
Matthew's disaster moment of the week goes to this completely asinine storyline with the needle that Hal attempted to inject Kayla with from the beginning of the storyline, where he needed the transplant, to Jade being like, I don't know if I really want to give him a transplant. Like, I don't know if I want to give him my liver. I don't know. And then he held Kayla hostage. And when Steve entered and was standing in the doorway, and Hal didn't see Steve, but Kayla did, I was like, he's right there.
Yeah.
How are you not seeing him? How are they cutting to commercial here?
I agree with that.
I don't know. I just thought it was a big old mess, and I don't know that it means anything in the grand scheme.
Yeah.
So that got my
disaster.
Disaster.
Moment of the week.
All right. And that has been
Disaster.
Moment of the week. And
we already did quote of the week.
And now it's time for fan of the week.
My fan of the week is going to go to, because when I logged in today into the chat room, I noticed that Aaron Brody said his birthday was last week.
Oh.
And we didn't say happy birthday to him. We didn't know it was his birthday either. So and Aaron's always in the chat room. He is one of Tony's fiancés. So I thought that it is long overdue that Aaron Brody gets our fan of the week.
Well, congratulations, Aaron, and happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Robin Tate in the chat room wants to know why that was a disaster. It happens in life all the time. I'm not talking about the fact that he needed a transplant. I'm talking about the fact that he attempted to inject Kayla with a needle to kill her, but held her hostage.
Yeah.
It was just silly.
Yeah. And now for some quick news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, a big congratulations to Nadia Bjorlin, who announced that she is pregnant with her second
really?
Child.
Really? I didn't hear that.
And it's
going
to be another baby boy. So, congratulations to her and her husband, Michael. I believe the husband is
named. No, is it Michael? No, I feel like it's a different name. But go ahead.
How about her and her husband? So congratulations on expecting your second child. We wish you nothing but... Oh, I just had the thought of, like, what a coinkity. She's doing a storyline about a bike. She's doing a storyline about what, Mark?
It's my baby.
And she's having a baby. What a coinky thing. Life imitating art. So congratulations to you, Nadia. And that's all I have.
Aaron's thanking us for making him fan of the week.
Oh, thank you, Aaron.
Thank you for your dedication and loyalty to Dish and Days.
Oh. Any other news and gossip? That's really it.
All right. You have a fan event.
I do have a fan event coming up April 22nd in Charlotte, North Carolina. DualCoastEvents.com for details. That's DUAL CoastEvents.com.
And then there's the June 3rd in Toronto.
Toronto.
Which
Toronto.
I do believe Vincent Irizarry is now going to. So Vincent, Eric Martsoff, Robert Wilson, and the one and only...
And only more specified.
Maybe Kyler will be there. Interesting. Is Kyler going to be in your April event?
No.
Interesting.
I don't understand where this Kyler business comes from.
Well, we can play back those episodes if you want.
Play it back! Play it back where I just said it was a moment! It was a moment!
I wish I would've...
I can't!
There you go, girl. And too bad I wasn't recording that moment when he came in drooling about Kyler.
Me? Never. I lost my hat, so I gotta make sure my hair is on fleek.
It looks good.
Thanks. All right, I don't think we have time for phone calls.
No, I don't think so either. Like,
I do want to wish three special people in my life very happy birthdays,
though.
Absolutely. Do we know these people?
Yes. March 11th, my best friend Brian celebrated his birthday.
Brian in Australia?
Yes. Days of Our Lives, Amsterdam. Yes. Ooh. Yes, though. Yes.
I feel like Matthew is becoming more gay as he does this show.
I wonder why.
Well, let me tell you, lady, it's not because of me.
Okay. Oh, Mark.
My baby!
Brian celebrated his birthday yesterday. My dad, happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday, Dad.
His birthday is today, and my mom's birthday is tomorrow.
What?
Oh, look at
they
that.
They have back-to-back birthdays. So, Mom and Dad, I love you. Happy birthday, and I wish I were celebrating with you both.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. All the birthdays.
Yeah. That's it, girl.
Well, that's our show today. Thank you guys for tuning in. As you guys know, you can always tweet us, like us, follow us on all social media platforms at Dish and Days or on Twitter at _ Dish and Days. But before we go...
Crazy Lady, where can they find you?
You're my baby! On Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love. LORAYNELOVE.
And your hair?
Living for the hair.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Matthew E. Payne.
And, of course, you can find me on all social media platforms at Lounge with Tony or my website, loungewithtony.com. Also, two things. Make sure you check out the exclusive interview with Wally Kurth. It happened last week. James Lott Jr., Lucretia Lyon, and Frank all interviewed
Moran.
Him. Frank Moran from GH Report interviewed him. So make sure you check that out on AfterBuzz TV.
Matthew, you do some other after shows. What other after shows are you on?
Yes, you can find me every Monday night here at AfterBuzz TV on the Vanderpump Rules after show. And I think that's the only other one.
We're going to be doing the RuPaul's Drag Race season 9 is going to be starting. So we're going to be doing that, I think... 2 weeks, we're doing
March 19th, you're doing something.
19th, we're doing a Meet the Queen special. We're going to talk about it, predict things, blah, blah, blah. And then the following week will be the premiere.
Right.
So we're going to be doing that. And I'm not sure what day we're going to be on yet. because we're still trying to work all that out. Possibly Sundays.
Okay. So. And, of course, you guys can find me every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Gay Weekly Roundtable, talking all things gay and fabulous. So make sure you check that out. And stick around. We have the rest of the Soap Block coming at you. We have GH Report coming up next, followed by Restless Wrap-Up. So don't miss it. Thank you guys for tuning in. And we'll see you next Sunday for another round of Dishin' Days.
It's my baby. It's my baby.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.